Happy Friday, you guys. My name is Katie, and welcome to your Friday edition of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today, I got to get a little real with you, and we're going to talk about when to listen to your brain versus listening to your heart or that just that gut feeling. So I personally had it this week and, you know, really had a tough time making a decision, and I know for a fact that I'm not the only one who's been there. So I'm going to give you my quick tips of the system or the process that I went through in order to make this decision. And hopefully it helps you to make your own big decision in your life. For those of you who don't know, Lauren and I are crazy ongoing entrepreneurs. Ever since college, we have been always searching for different ways to help people. How can we reach more people, share our message of health and fitness and balance? And we're kind of jumpers, I guess you could say. When I say we're jumpers, we just jump from one thing to the other, and we really like to go for it, right? We get scared of things, but at the end of the day, Lauren and I are jumpers, and we just jump from one thing to the other. And a lot of times, you know, our ambition and our ability to take risks it's a huge benefit. It's a great characteristic that we have. But for me personally, I know sometimes it can also be my biggest flaw because I like to just go for things and I don't like to make decisions. So for me, when I have to make a hard decision, it's hard. It's really freaking hard. So this past week, I made a tough decision. I just thought I'd share with you how my process was. I guess I should tell you what my decision was, shouldn't I? I decided to make a pretty big investment financially, emotionally, mentally, physically to go out to California for basically a live networking seminar event by myself. I'll talk to you why it's scary as we go through. So tip number one, ask yourself, what is my goal or what is my intention of doing this? So for me, you know, I really had to ask myself, by going to this conference, what am I getting out of it? Do I just want to go to escape my stress? Do I want to just go to escape everything that I have going on here right now, all the scary decisions I don't want to make here? Or is this really going to affect my business? Now, for me, I'm kind of at a struggle in my career, I guess you could say, of deciding what I want to do and who I want to work for and what that looks like and all these different things. I've got all these different ideas and I'm trying to figure out what to do with them, how to implement, how to actually make things happen. So I had to ask myself, what's my goal? What's my purpose of going to this event? And I thought a lot. I thought of a lot of really good goals and really great intentions. So ask yourself that. Tip number two, I get this tip from my good old friend, Mallory Houlihan. She always, ever since grade school, would have me make a pros and cons list. So pen to paper, split it right down the middle. What are the pros of this decision and what are the cons? So for me, going out to this event, pros, I meet a lot of new people, get to bounce off ideas. Maybe I'll learn some new things. I'll definitely get a new motivation for my business and for helping others and just get that fire lit inside of me. Lots of pros for me personally going to this event. On the flip side, what are the cons? So cons, of course, it costs money. It takes time. It's taking time away from my family and my friends here. I travel a lot on the weekends already, so it's another weekend that I would be gone. You know, think about the cons. Who is this going to affect other than me? By going to this conference, what am I missing out of? What is the opportunity cost from picking this choice versus the other? And don't just think about yourself. Think about the others around you. I think, yes, it is definitely important to be selfish, and there's a time and place for when you just kind of have to be selfish and do what's right for you. But it's always important to at least acknowledge and recognize the others around you. Ask yourself, will this have a positive or a neutral effect on the other areas of my life? So if I am in a rough place financially, would spending all this money on a flight and a hotel, is that going to help me reach my financial goals? No, probably not. Am I at a place where I'm more stable, and is it just going to kind of be neutral, not negatively affect it, but not necessarily positive? So think about the different areas of your life, financial, emotional, career, spiritual, physical. Think about the other areas. We talked about our goal in our goal setting podcast episode of the areas that you might have goals in. My last tip is just sleep on it. If you're a spiritual person, pray about it. You know, you've got to take time to actually think about it. And that sounds so silly to say, but for me, I just had this in my brain that I have to go. And I kept looking at flights and looking at all these things and not really sitting and processing. It wasn't until I sat down and, you know, removed my phone, got rid of the distractions, and just had a conversation in my head with myself and really just listened and just focused and just cleared my brain to get some clarity of my intentions and why this was right for me. Last tip is ask others. If you're still stuck and you're not really sure, am I being crazy? You know, is this the right decision? Ask those who are closest around you, because a lot of the times you are so connected. We're too close to that thing that it's hard to make a logical decision. So for me, people around me told me, Lauren even told me, no, don't go. It's not the right thing right now. But at the end of the day, I'm the kind of person, I've got to go with my gut. I don't want to live with regrets and what if. Lauren and I talked about this, about having too much pressure of no regrets, but it's true. You know, I don't want to look back and think, what if I did this? What if I did that? I'm at a time in my life where I don't have kids. I don't have very many things. I have an awesome boyfriend, an awesome family and friends, but for the most part, I don't really have anything. It's me, you know, right now is my time. And I think when you're young, it's your time and you sometimes just have to be selfish and make the decisions, and knowing that it's not necessarily selfish, but you've got to do what's right for you. And sometimes that means going with your gut and just going for it, because you're not going to know unless you happen. So this Fit Friday episode was a little longer than 5 minutes, but I hope it opened up some clarity to any tough decisions that you have to make this weekend. If you don't have any tough decisions, then I hope you just have an awesome weekend and get your workouts in. Keep eating healthy, but of course, treat yourself and spread the positive vibes and have an awesome weekend. Can't wait to talk to you guys next week. If you liked today's episode, please share with a friend, subscribe, and leave us a review. We're always looking to know what you guys think, what topics you want to learn about, and just any way that we can help you, because you know that this podcast is for you, our listeners, our Fit Friends. Find us on Instagram @FitFriendsHappyHour, and we'll talk to you soon.